Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of February 26th. So it was a beautiful weekend. Hopefully a lot of folks got to go to Localtopia and visit a lot of our local businesses. And it's great weather ahead this week, so it's perfect time to get out for a walk and shop and dine and drink and have fun in the Edge District. If you're not familiar with where the Edge District is, it flows along Central Avenue where the roundabout is at, and that big sun sculpture. Ferg Sports Bar has been there for many decades, so we go from 16th Street to 9th Street, also known as MLK, and 1st Avenue to 1st Avenue. So it's a nice group of about 8 blocks of local businesses. We've got thousands of residents there, so definitely come and check out the Edge District. The parking is free along Central Avenue and 1st Avenues. It's 2-hour parking, except after certain times in the evening, it goes to unlimited parking till the following day. Also, some various paid options for parking, both inside the district and alongside with the Rays piping in there and teaming up with the city to provide Park Mobile parking. So come over to the district. I want to talk about our Get Hungry segment for the week. So Pizza Box, if you have not been there, local pizza shop, and Kelly and Adam, just amazing, amazing wood-fired pizza oven that they built themselves. So all their pizzas are gourmet, handcrafted. If they're busy, there may be a little bit of a wait time, but when we were dining there the other night, people were like, no, we're going to wait. That's how good the pizza is. People will do that wait time. Because it is a wood-fired pizza oven, you know, they can only have so many pizzas cooking at a time. So that's where that wait time comes in, just because they're so popular. Definitely encourage the seasonal salad there. So what they do is they look at what's out in the local community as far as greens, and they put together a seasonal salad. And I just, it was incredible. So it was mixed greens and kale and red onions and crushed croutons with Asiago and a house-made Caesar dressing. Definitely encourage the large portion, and then you can split it up with a couple of folks. The dough that they use, so it's all, you know, hand-tossed, hand-rolled, sweet and smoky, and then they use local toppings there for the pizzas. They're open from 4 to 10, Tuesday through Friday, and Saturdays is their long day from noon till 10, and then Sunday's a quick little brunch time, 12 to 6. We ended up doing the Angry Goat Pizza, which spicy habanero honey, buffalo wing sauce, goat cheese, cherry peppers, mozzarella, fire-roasted red peppers, bacon, and chives. So, I want to get large everything because then I had a little bit of a late-night snack at the house. And the sides they have, several different options. We did the Easy E, which was melted goat cheese, tomato sauce, caramelized onions, habanero honey, basil, served with their breadsticks called Griffey Sticks. So I think we were really heavy on the goat cheese, but it was absolutely amazing. So definitely check out Pizza Box on Central Avenue and the Edge. Events that are coming up in the district: we have our quarterly cleanup on March 2nd. So the public is welcome to come and help us clean and have a good time. It's from 8 to 10 in the morning. We start at Suncoast Credit Union, and they're fantastic. They give us sweets and coffee and all of the different things that are needed for the cleanup. Vests and pickers and gloves and bags are supplied by Keep Pinellas Beautiful. So just need to bring your smile, bring some friends, family, and it's a great time to get out in the district and help beautify the little nooks and crannies. Cirque Bazaar continues its run. It started February 22nd. That goes through March 24th. So great time to see a international quality show. They have the big tent set up in Tropicana parking lot, so you can park there, see the show, then come over to the Edge, get something to eat, drink, and have a good time. Something that you might not have heard about before is called Bandingo, which is a bingo with music. So you hear a song, you're like, oh, I know that song, and then you check mark it on your bingo card. So Grassroots has Bandingo the first and second Wednesdays of every month. So March 6th and 13th, go check it out. It really is a lot of fun. And if you're like me and are not that great at either bingo or trivia or other things, I do tend to know some music. Bring a group of people. Have a good time there at Grassroots. Mezzo Market, We know we like to talk about it. We've got 125 local makers that come into the Edge District. So I always say shop the market and shop our brick and mortars at the same time, March 9th and 30th. So they've got two March dates for the Mezzo Market. Opening day Rays. So speaking of late March, opening day for the Rays is March 28th, 4:10 first pitch. It's a four-game series. So definitely plan for the entire weekend. That Thursday always sells out. That opening day always sells out. So kind of plan your day around that. If you can make it to the game, fantastic. If you can't, you know, definitely check it out at Ferg's and come down and see all the excitement and fun that goes on in the Edge District around those events. And speaking of Ferg's, March Madness, one of my favorite sports is men's basketball, college basketball. So March 19th is when March Madness starts. And with 68 teams playing, it's basketball 24/7, it feels like. So certainly one of the funnest times of the year. Come over to Ferg's, check it out. They have their parking lot right there next to them. And when that fills up, there's parking all over the district. And we've got a parking garage coming to the Edge District soon. So by the end of the year, we expect that to be open over 400 spots. So fall in love with the Edge District. Come out and visit us, edgedistrict.org, for more information.